On the phone with me once again is 19th District Senator Jeff Wilson. Good morning, sir. Welcome back.
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me back on KXRO this morning.
It's now the end of the legislative session. Things have wrapped up, and I don't know if you've grabbed your coffee cup out of the office up in Olympia, but after the legislative session is now done, your first one in the books, what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts after the wrap-up?
Well, you know, it was a year unlike any other year. It doesn't matter whether I'm a freshman senator or a seasoned senator. This entire session had never been, worked through like before in any other way. It's kind of like a Star Trek. This session went where no legislative electeds have ever gone before, with a virtual world. The public was exempted and not allowed in the process, per se, physically on site. There were a number of things that happened this year that would kind of set up a perfect storm that emboldened, in my opinion, the majority party. I mean, look at all of the things that we passed. I would offer that most of these things probably would not have passed had we'd have been in what you would say a regular pre-pandemic session.
It did seem that a lot of times when there was public comment available on these bills, the public showed up in force in this virtual environment. They didn't always get their questions or comments inserted, but they did show up in force. I would be very surprised if this virtual environment for public comment does not continue into the next session, just because of the interaction that the public did have.
Yeah, you know, I saw some pluses and minuses to that. We always encourage as many people as possible to sign up and testify as a panelist on a committee hearing or whatever topic may interest them. And this makes it easier for everybody. The problem is it doesn't act fairly to everybody. And what I mean by that is I had over 1,600 people signed up for a committee hearing earlier this year. And really, we ran out of time and we only heard from about 20 people out of 1,600. And even the 20 people that did get a seat, they were limited to such a short amount of time. It was rather scary because some people were just cut off right in the middle of their sentences, and some people were lucky to even get 60 seconds.
It'll be interesting to see what this changes from this year. I mean, that's kind of a general statement to the room, really, that everything that we've gone through this year, there's so many changes that got put into place. It will be interesting to see what comes out of this and says, okay, now this is just something that's part of life now. But the bills that did get passed, of course, a lot of contention in some of them. I mean, with you and your other members of the 19th District Legislative Group, that between your capital gains, the even some of the transportation discussions, the massive police reforms, there was a lot of bills that, I mean, I don't think it's a secret to anybody, were pushed by the majority party, passed by the majority party with opposition from the minority party.
Yeah, quite frankly, I don't think anybody's going to be able to dispute what I'm going to say now. This session appeared to be by far the most partisan session probably on record. And what I mean by that is, yes, the majority party had the environment in which to pass all of these bills with less amount of accountability and transparency. One more time, we talk up the campus in Olympia about the legislative building. We call it Fort Inslee. So we're not trying to be disrespectful to the governor. However, we've had a fence up. The doors have been locked. There's been more police, it seems, in Olympia guarding this building than I've seen on the highways. And again, no disrespect to the Washington State Police, a fine organization. But this year's session, what to me was nothing other than a bully pulpit, where the majority party took complete advantage of not only to pass the bills, but to pass these bills to continue well past the session to silence the voters. And what I mean by that, Kyle, is this year we attacked things such as an emergency clause on the capital gains income tax. And what that does is that disallows the voters for the right to referendum. I mean, even passing an income tax that I don't believe the majority wanted, I believe it's unconstitutional. And on top of that, the majority Democratic Party tied the hands of the voters and said, nope, we're going to purposely take the right away for you to do referendum. And that to me is disrespectful, Kyle. That is a very, very sad time of this session indeed.
When we're looking at the bills that came out this, I think it is representative of the session as a whole that when we look at the bills that were passed, but if you look in the 19th district, unfortunately yourself and Representatives McIntyre and Walsh, despite a number of bills that were introduced, they never got, I don't think that of the track record of the entire 19th district, no primary sponsored bills from the 19th were able to make it through. And there's some that were a little more partisan, but many that just never got to the floor. And I don't know if that was just the priorities of the session or what came of it.
Well, you know, besides just dropping bills, a lot of what the 19th delegation does, and it's all part of the business thing, I guess, of the politics, is to work on amendments and stuff, which is a process that we use to make a bad bill, well, hopefully better, or take a severe bill and maybe water it down. And we tried multiple times to either introduce amendments and whatnot, but you're right, it was the majority party manhandled this session. And as I mentioned, I call it a bully pulpit. I mean, part of the reasons are the results of the session. In other words, if I were to sum up, what did we do this session? Well, we told police officers how to keep the peace. We told local school boards how to run their schools. We told homeowners how they need to wire their new home. We told local elected officials how their city must operate. And I got to tell you, the things we did this session also removed control from local jurisdictions, and that's also another sad day. I'm not supportive of that. And all during the time we were supposed to be healing from a pandemic, and I'll offer that this year's session really didn't make the pandemic any better, as it affects everybody's everyday life.
When we're looking at this, we had talked off the air a little bit. I was speaking with some residents in rural Grace Harbor up in Wishkaw. The 19th district is primarily rural environments. When we're looking at some of these bills that got put in place, that they do tend to align more with the values of some of these larger municipality districts in the state. If there was a region in rural Washington that said, you know what, we just don't really want to follow these rules, I had talked a little bit to this group, but is there a possibility of the rural counties saying, you know what, we're not going to follow this rule, a carbon tax or this, that, or the other? Or is that something that would require legislative action next session to change it on the statewide vote? Does the rural community have a voice outside of these laws?
Well, I can tell you that's exactly what the 19th delegation focused on. We tried everything to keep local control, well, just that local, and whether it be a noise abatement ordinance or whether it be issues regarding the vaccinations and or school board decisions, this is something that we want to have done. And it depends, of course, on the existing issue, but counties can do a lot on their own with municipal ordinances, and they don't necessarily have to be more sovereign outside of the state jurisdiction. But, you know, let's look at the Blake case. The Blake decision was one of those many decisions that impacted every single local county as it related to drug possession. And if we didn't pass the legislation we did, each local community could have decided their own ordinance charges for this, for example, a gross misdemeanor versus just a misdemeanor. And we really spent a lot of time this year, I believe, silencing the local voice. It's a disappointing time for that.
And there's been, I mean, that's not a new discussion. I mean, we're talking local control versus governmental control on the higher levels. I mean, that's a discussion that has continued since the beginning of the nation, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we don't want Olympia to rule from Olympia on down. You know, there's an entire state to manage. And you must listen to local control and local electeds. Look at the Department of Health activities this year with Governor Inslee on the decision making for what phase to be in, and a lot of decision making akin just simply is done from Olympia on down. And I thought we'd be a better partnership of local control versus state control.
When we're looking at the time outside of the session, the legislative session has ended, and now we all just kind of wait for governor's actions as far as this pandemic and otherwise. But what are your plans up until next January when the legislative session begins again? What kind of actions and discussions are you going to be partaking in around the 19th?
Well, Kyle, I'm the ranking member for the State Government and Elections Committee, and this interim, we will be holding workshops as we get ready for the session, and that's there'll be topics that are of great importance, such as emergency powers that a governor has. I couldn't get a meeting until November to discuss the issues of emergency powers. So there's a lot to do in the interim, but quite frankly, Kyle, we may not be done yet. There's always the possibility of a special session, September potentially time. We didn't finish the Forward Washington Transportation Package, so that would be a looming reason to come back into session this year. And then also in the interim, be very busy working and gathering up issues from our local committees and communities, what is important. And then, of course, I'll be drafting interim bills to drop in the upcoming short session. I just really hope that this year's new session comes about with the open sign up instead of the closed sign as far as how we conduct the business.
There's a lot of actions that need to be taken, of course, outside the session. The short session will be coming up again in January, but we look forward to talking to you off and on between that time to talk about issues that you're discussing within the 19th District in Southwest Washington, and we look forward to continuing talking to you.
Well, thank you, Kyle. I've always enjoyed coming on KXRO and reaching out to your listeners.
You're welcome anytime. 19th District Senator Jeff Wilson, thanks again for calling in.
Thank you, Mr. Pauley. Until next time.